Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I'll be hyper playing low. Get the ganja.
Yeah. King Khaleesi. K-Matic, ION Entertainment, My Way Records, what up? 7 a.m. I'm up early, ready for the grind. No alarm clock, money on my mind. Yeah, I'm a boss, this is not a rhyme. Listen very close, truth in every line. Metronome time, I produce thoughts. On my way to the top, like a pole vault. Clear, I'm different from the rest, synonymous with best. You should invest. I got a family to feed, and they'll never know hunger in this world of greed. Life OT, waiting on promotion. Khaleesi, K-Matic, prepare for explosion. When the smoke clears, you can find me in the mist. You had a wish, you never smashed like this. C to the EO, I to the ON. Entertainment, my way, watch us go in. We give you what you want, exactly what you need. We the perfect drug.
Welcome to Wrestling X Factor Radio. Your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How is it going, ladies and gentlemen? And we have a special guest for us tonight. Representing Ring of Honor Wrestling. Give it up for Cedric Alexander.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to Wrestling X Factor on radio.
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yes, before we start, what's your thoughts of the new working relationship with Ring of Honor and PWG with a new agreement?
I think it's great. I figure they would have done this probably a long time ago, being that, you know, Ring of Honor guys have always come to PWG to, you know, do shows and et cetera, et cetera. So I figure they would have done this a long time ago. I feel like it's been a long time coming, actually.
We can possibly see guys like other talent coming up from PWG to Ring of Honor television also.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Yes. What is your thoughts of Ring of Honor on Comet TV now? It seems like it's a much more upgrader than Destination.
I also, well, once again, I think it's great. It's an opportunity to open eyes to do a newer audience. I don't know a lot of people who did watch Destination America before Ring of Honor was on there. So, I mean, you know, this gives more eyes on us and more eyes on Comet.
The company's been growing from leaps to bounds. including their action figure deal they recently have also. It's a lot of even more stuff coming in for Ring of Honor for next year. And it could be a video game down the line for Ring of Honor.
That would
be
so.
Some good news also. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, this company has been growing each year. All the arenas, the house shows, the pay-per-views, it seemed like it's they had grown so far since day one.
Yes, sir, most definitely.
Yes, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Oh yeah, man. I was most definitely a wrestling fan growing up. I grew up on the WCW Cruiserweights, and like for me they were always the best guys in my opinion. And then I later got into WWE, you know, when The Rock was huge and Triple H and Austin were like the three top guys. You know, that was that's when I came in on the WWE era. You know, like almost right toward the end of the Attitude Era, and I thought it was fantastic, man. Like it was for me, wrestling was life changing because I wasn't really too big into football or baseball or basketball or anything like that. So wrestling to me was, you know, the ultimate sport.
Which also you had George South was one of your trainers. What's your thoughts on George South?
Oh, I love George. I think George is probably the best trainer in the world. I was training with him before I even knew anything about bumping or locking up or headlocks or anything like that. So essentially everything you see today, as far as like my talent and abilities, I really learned from George. You know, I mean, I pick pieces from people here and there, but George is really the driving force in you know, keeping me in the ring. And I still train with him to this day. As a matter of fact, I'm just leaving a training session about 15 minutes ago. So I'm always with George, always in the ring, always trying to learn and progress.
Any truth about the Hardy Boys also helping you along the way also?
More so Matt than I didn't really talk much to Jeff ever really, but when Matt came in the Ring of Honor for a while, he was you know, me and him kind of connected a little bit because he was, you know, he's a Carolina guy, I'm a Carolina guy, and he helped train Caprice, who was my partner at the time when he was coming in. So like I got to pick his brain a little bit, and then I had a match against him in a show down in South Carolina about 2-3 years ago, and ever since then he's like, you know, been open to giving me advice, and you know, he's always, you know, say hi to me and make sure I'm doing okay and everything like that. So Matt has definitely been a, you know, a pretty good factor in who I am today. You know, he's helped me out, and you know, he's given me a chance to pick his brain a lot.
What's your memories of your first wrestling match?
Oh, wow. My first wrestling match. It was in, let's see, it was July 17th, 2009. It was literally a month before my birthday. So to me, it was a really, really big deal. And I wrestled in Mooresville, North Carolina. It was a small armory, you know, small town, not a lot of people there, in front of a crowd of maybe 30 people, 15 of which were my family members. So it was real intimate, but to me it was like WrestleMania, my first match. So it went well, you know, I mean, as well as it could go for, you know, your first match. But it was great. It was one of those things where once you do it, you know it's for you. And to me that was feeling like I was like, once I got in the ring and, you know, saw the small group of people, and I was like, man, I just feel so comfortable in between the ropes in front of all these people, and it was great.
also with your memories of you coming to Ring of Honor for the first time?
When I came to Ring of Honor for the first time, I was just coming to help, you know, deliver like a creative, because like Ring of Honor gets, you know, like merchandise and stuff like that from High Spots. You know, they get like, you know, sometimes they get their turnbuckle pads or their canvases from High Spots or whatever. And I was training with them at the time, and still am to this day. But they sent me and another guy up there to deliver canvases and turnbuckle pads and stuff like that. And we just hung out, you know, for that TV taping while they were running at the arena every week. Not every week, but for all their TV tapings they were doing the arena for when they were on HDNet. And me and Caleb Conley was the guy who was with me. He and I both went up there just, you know, setting up stuff, delivering stuff, and just hanging out, whatever. And I remember Adam Pearce, who was the booker at the time, came up to me and asked me if I had gear. Because I think it was Brent Albright didn't show up because there was like a really bad snowstorm where he was. So they had me wrestle Necro Butcher. So he asked if I had gear, and I said, yeah, of course I got gear. And he said, all right, you and Necro, get ready. I was like, whoa, whoa. And that was in January of 2010. So I was like literally 6, 7, 8 months into wrestling at the time, and I'm already getting my first match at Ring of Honor. And from there, it kind of snowballed where every time they were close to my area, you know, I would shoot up there, show my face, do some extra work, you know, set up a ring, and et cetera, et cetera. And slowly but surely, I started getting more matches and, you know, getting dark matches and, you know, opening matches on the show. And then that snowballed into, you know, the CNC thing and getting contracted. And here I am now.
Was Jim Cornette there at the time also?
Jim Cornette was there, I want to say, well, Jim Cornette was actually part of the reason I got hired. I think he and Delirious both wanted a new tag team, and I think Delirious had liked me from when I, that one time, to deliver canvases, work Necro, and Caprice and Cornette had a kind of relationship prior to, I believe. And they just, you know, put us together and to see what would happen. And Cornette was blown away by us. He absolutely loved us. And from that point on, we just, you know, stuck it out. And we were the CNC wrestling practice from that point on.
And another good work with Caprice Coleman. Definitely, it seemed like he actually grew up with the old school also.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He tells me all the time, like, man, I'm so old school. I'm so old school. And then, like, I look at him and I tell him, man, everything you do in the ring is not old school. I don't know a lot of old school guys who can do a top rope leg drop like you can. So I wouldn't say you're that old school.
Right. And I noticed that Kevin Kelly compared him to Thunderbolt Patterson.
Oh, yeah.
And definitely y'all had good matches with Haas and Benjamin. What's your thoughts on working with Greatest Tag Team?
It was definitely awe-inspiring because, you know, I watched them on TV, you know, growing up as a fan of wrestling, and I was like, man, those are some really athletic guys, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, you get the sense that they're big on TV, but you see them in person, they are huge. And I thought I was kind of a big guy. I am not nearly as big as these two. And it was almost like I looked at myself like, man, I really need to get in the gym and hit the iron more if I want to be considered something in wrestling. But, no, it was great, man. I learned a lot from them, especially Shelton. Shelton was, you know, always, you know, taking me aside and, you know, giving me pointers and telling me what I need to do better and what, you know, what flows for me, and et cetera, et cetera. And he was actually a pretty good mentor for a while, while he was there at Ring of Honor.
Yes, they was game, and that and it was like tag team wrestling all over Ring of Honor than any other wrestling company out there.
Oh yeah.
Also, what's your thoughts of working with Red Dragon also?
Oh, I'm a huge fan of working with those guys. They're both amazing. Kyle, I love wrestling Kyle. Kyle is one of my favorite opponents to have in a ring. And Bobby, I've always been a fan of Bobby Fish. Even when before I met him, and I was just like, you know, studying Japanese wrestling before I even got to Ring of Honor. And, you know, Bobby Fish was a big part of NOAH at the time, and I've always been a fan of his as well. You know, they're both very similar and both very, very different at the same time, where they both complement each other's strengths and weaknesses. So, I love wrestling guys. They're both fantastic.
Yeah, they definitely know their craft, and definitely MMA also mixed in with pro wrestling.
Nobody does it better than those guys.
Right, exactly. And you definitely also worked with another legend, C.W. Anderson also. What's your thoughts of C.W. Anderson?
Oh, C.W., awesome. He's really good friends with Steve Corino. And Steve Corino is another one of those guys who really helped me prosper in Ring of Honor. You know, he's always looking out for me. He's always, you know, giving me an encouraging word whenever I'm not, you know, feeling too high on myself like that. So, and CW is just all-around great guy. When I wrestled him, at first I was actually pretty nervous to wrestle him. Like, because I remember watching a match that him and Caprice Coleman had years before, where CW caught him with a punch and could legitimately knocked out Caprice. And in my mind, I was like, oh, man, if I mess up, he's going to knock me out. He's going to knock me out. I'm going to be so scared and whatever, whatever. But no. He's a great dude. He's super nice, super easy to work with. He's one of those guys that I never thought I'd actually be in a ring with. And when I got in a ring with him, I was like, man, kind of set me back a little bit. I'm actually wrestling C.W. Anderson, the guy I watched in ECW for years and years.
Right. And I was really hoping for him to stay longer when he was up in WWE, because Arn Anderson was actually pushing for him to do like some type of Horseman stable, even with involving Ric Flair and other guys also.
Oh, yeah, that would have been awesome.
And I noticed that you also had a breakthrough match on Ring of Honor with Tommaso Ciampa also. That was actually, y'all was everywhere throughout the arena.
Oh, yeah, our hardcore match. Yeah. Me and him are really good friends, and he's one of those guys. He's one of my favorite opponents. I think Tommaso really brings the best out of me as a performer. I've never had a bad match with Tommaso. He's extremely underrated, in my opinion. You know, he doesn't get enough credit for how good he really is. And, I'm glad he's doing as good as he is now with his stuff in WWE and his taking so many tours over in England right now, so he's getting exactly what he deserves, man, and I can't wish more for him.
Yes, he's definitely should be at the top. So worked with AJ Styles at Death Before Dishonor. What's your thoughts of him?
Oh, you know, can't say anything bad about AJ. That was actually my second time wrestling him. It's a great match, of course. And AJ Styles, you know, again, I never thought I'd be in a ring with him. He's so amazing to learn from and talk to. He's just great, you know. It's pretty much plain and simple when it comes to AJ, man. He truly is phenomenal. When you say it's phenomenal, it's legit.
And you also put on a definitely a classic match at PWG with Trevor Lee. What's your thoughts of Trevor Lee?
Trevor Lee is a fantastic wrestler. He's also a guy that I kind of came up with in the Carolinas, and me and Matt had numerous matches. He's great, man. He's going to have a very bright future. He has a very bright career right now, and it's only going to get brighter. I remember when I first met Trevor, you know, I just didn't think much of him because I didn't really know him that well, and he was just like a 16-year-old really skinny kid and didn't really say much at the time, but now, man, he's really coming to his own.
Right, and he definitely doing his thing up on the indies and also with Global Force Wrestling.
Oh yeah, he's a great things there.
Also, I think the greatest Ring of Honor did a great job for when you that time when you turned on the Moose.
Yep.
Story right there. You was trying to get to the top of the ladder for knocking off someone the undefeated streak.
Yep. Yeah, man, that was a big point for me in my career, and you know, that little run there with Moose, I really think helped me out, and you know, certified, you know, me being a pretty good heel, because I don't think a lot of Ring of Honor fans really believe that I could have been a decent heel, but I think I turned some heads with that run there with Moose for a while.
Right. And they also align you, you align with Zeta Scott also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, she's a great personality. She knows how to talk well, and she's actually a pretty good wrestler too. She doesn't get enough credit for that either. She's got talent, man. It's just a matter of people letting us, you know, get more space to show it.
Right. I thought she was. It seemed like she's a cross between Cesano Sherry and York Alexander that ended up being Torrey Reynolds when she was in WCW.
You know, she actually really compared herself, not compared herself, but she really does like try to model herself after Sensational Sherry. Like we've had a lot of conversations like that where she would, you know, reference her and how she would carry herself to the ring and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, definitely. That was one of the words I've seen in Ring of Honor also. And what's your thoughts of working with New Japan wrestlers in Ring of Honor?
It's good stuff, man. Like I've always been a fan of New Japan pro wrestling, and to actually have a working relationship with them is pretty awesome. And I never really thought that I would get to meet some of those guys, and when I actually did, man, it kind of set me back, because like some of them knew who I was and recognized some of my stuff, and you know, have watched matches of mine, and it was kind of like, man, my stuff kind of reaches out to people. So I was like, wow, because I didn't expect for Okada to, you know, recognize any of my moves or who I was, et cetera, et cetera. And they watch Ring of Honor just as much as we watch New Japan, so out there it's pretty cool to realize that.
Yeah, they definitely study a lot of wrestling, definitely.
Oh yeah.
Also, you had another good match with Roger Strong. That feud right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Roddy is legit. Probably one of the best wrestlers in the world right now. Like, you know, some guys love him, some guys hate him, but, you know, regardless, you can't deny that Roddy's on fire. And I don't see him slowing down anytime soon.
Not at all. And he just been over going more than 60 minutes in a match, and
with the match with Jay Lethal. Like I've been in a ring with Roddy numerous times, and like Roddy's a guy that if he needs to, he can go 2 hours. Like I've seen Roddy like do it, like he has no slowdown. Like his engine is constantly firing, and I don't think I've ever seen him like actually tired.
Right. Yeah, he has great cardio or everything.
He's a machine.
Yeah, definitely. And you also worked with Caprice Coleman also on and off at other places.
Yep. Caprice has always been a good friend of mine and a good mentor, you know, so it's always good to tag with him when I can and, you know, all that good stuff. Caprice, all-around great person. He's genuinely a great-spirited person, you know, like in wrestling when, you know, so many guys are trying to cut your legs off from under you and stuff like that and et cetera, et cetera. Caprice legitimately wants to see everyone succeed, and it's hard to find a person like that in wrestling, you know. Caprice has got a genuinely good heart, and he's always been able to keep my head on my shoulders, so I can't thank him enough for that.
Right. You definitely also worked with Dalton Castle also.
Yep. Dalton Castle is another one of those guys. He's got a really bright future, man. And like when he debuted, it was amazing because I didn't think he was going to catch on as quick as he did, and he did, man. He's great. He's on a side note, he's actually like really strong. Like you look at him, you think, okay, he's just you know, just your regular everyday dude, but he's got some power, man. And I don't think people really give him credit for how strong he really is. Like like watching him deadlift guys and hold them up as long as he does, it's amazing.
Yes, it is. And he has a huge cult following at Ring of Honor events. You also had incredible matches with ACH also.
Oh yeah, ACH is a really good friend of mine. I've always connected with him, and once again, is one of the guys that we always have good matches. ACH is one of those guys that I think is underrated and deserves a lot more than what he's getting.
Yes, yes, he does. I deserve it. And what's your thoughts of working with Moose also, a former NFL player that can do actually drop kicks for a size?
I remember when I first met Moose and I watched him do a drop kick, and I was like, man, so my drop kick doesn't mean nothing now because you're gigantic and you can do one. But no, he has just a natural knack for wrestling, and it's kind of strange because like he's only got about 2.5 maybe years of experience, so you know you would think that you know he would still be trying to find himself, but no, he knows exactly who he is and what he's all about, and you know that's something that most guys you know take 6-7 years to you know to really understand and find out, but Moose you know got it fast and now he's starting to roll with it.
Yes, he's definitely an amazing athlete.
Most definitely.
And also, I think you're still currently the PWX heavyweight champion?
No. I actually lost that belt to John Schuyler. He's a guy from South Carolina who was very, very well known around that area, and he's a very good wrestler in his own right.
Right. And that's another good indie said also that High Spots be promoting a whole lot.
Yeah, man, we get talent from all over the world coming in, so If anyone can ever take time to watch PWX stuff, I'm there. You know, ACH has been there. JT Dunn, Michael Elgin, David Richards, tons of guys have been through there. Kevin Steen, Ricochet, they've all come through PWX at one point or another. So you don't know who's going to show up.
Right. You've definitely been in a lot of world title matches at Ring of Honor, even with Jay Lethal also.
Yeah, world title match. Jay, world title match with Elgin, and numerous tag title matches against Red Dragon. So, yeah, I've got some title matches under my belt. Hopefully one day I'll be able to capitalize and get one of those belts for myself.
All right. And definitely Michael Elgin, he's a tank in that, definitely, when he worked.
Oh, yeah, he's got ungodly strength.
And definitely Ring of Honor will be live on pay-per-view this Friday for Final Battle. The 2015 is going to be a great event.
Yes, sir. It's going to be the biggest show of the year, so don't miss it. It's going to be sold out.
It's just amazing how this company been drawn on on national pay-per-view. And I see more things with Ring of Honor and New Japan, more times coming in this year and the next year that is just going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Yes, sir. We're doing shows there in February, and I think there'll be a world title defense in New Japan in January for their Wrestle Kingdom show. So, yeah, man, we got a lot of stuff rolling around. It's gonna be fantastic.
Yes, definitely. And it's just an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back to the show, man.
Please, anytime. Just let me know. I'll be glad to do it.
Right. Do you want to plug anything else for our listeners?
Oh, yeah, man. Of course, you guys can always follow me on Instagram and Twitter. Instagram is CedricAlexander1. Twitter is just CedricAlexander. Feel free to hit me up and ask questions and et cetera, et cetera. I'm really just got to get hold of.
All right, definitely. Yes, you have a good night. Definitely good luck with your Ring of Honor career.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You have a good night as well.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ring of Honor wrestler Cedric Alexander. If you want to listen to archives to the show, go on to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio or on Facebook at Wrestling X Factor Radio / X Factor Entertainment Radio. For Wayne Benitez and Tommy Tuchel and the rest of the staff at Wrestling X Factor, wish you all a good night. Later.
Yeah. King Khaleesi, K-Matic, IOWN Entertainment, My Way Records, what up? 7 a.m., I'm up early, ready for the grind, no alarm clock, money on my mind. Yeah, I'm a boss, this is not a rhyme, listen very close, truth in every line. Metronome time, I produce thoughts, on my way to the top, like a pole vault. Clear, I'm different from the rest. Synonymous with best, you should invest. Yeah. I got a family to feed, and they'll never know hunger in this world of greed. Life OT, waiting on promotion. Khaleesi, K-Matic, prepare for explosion. When the smoke clears, you can find me in the mist. You had a wish, you never smashed like this. C to the EO, I to the ON. Entertainment, my way, watch us go in. We give you what you want, exactly what you need. We the perfect drug, make you OT. We work hard, no 9 to 5. We in grind mode, overtime. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is, man. My Way Records, CEO K-Matic. We're on the right track, you feel me? Kings Elite, you know what I'm saying? Pee-wee, we in the building. Oh yeah, let's get it.
I wake up and it's my way, state of mind. Focused on the green, all I see, so I'm colorblind. Cause in this short life, I gotta get your grind up. So I'ma have blisters on my feet until my time's up. Cause where I'm from, man, time's not given. In this price cut recession, people kill to make a living. So I go hard, cause life's harder. And you can nickel diamond through, why stack quarters? I'm so NASCAR, so I never have speed. No slowing down, perfect until it kills me. This is for my naysayer, backstabbers, all my haters. Really all the talking, you just did me a favor. So keep it up, I'ma stay up in that grind mode. I'm the big C and you were just a fist bump. My way landfill and you were just a cleaning crew. They OD off me cause really they ain't feeling you.
We give you what you want, exactly what you need. We the perfect drug, make you OD. We work hard, no 9 to 5. We in grind mode, overtime. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind. I don't eat, I don't sleep, I just grind.
I'm very grinded, but I'm always thinking sky high. No commercial flights, I'm contagious, looking red eye. Soon as I touch down and grab a mic and go to work, yeah, I'm the real thing and you are the fishing perp. This the way I live, this the way I grind, this the way I work, putting in that overtime. And this is my way, records we always shine. My way is on the right track to the finish line.
Let me finish mine, this the last flow. If you semi get broke like you glass show, this is Smash Pro, steady cash flow. I still see the snakes even when the grass grow. So when the state blow, I'm in AP. I'm a businessman, never will they play me.